we explained to our listener, Jason, that he should address the whole picture of his wife on a girls' trip he saw on Facebook that sent up a red flag with his wife when she gets home in kind of a lighthearted way. Well, apparently he did. He gives us an update.
Yep. He says, hey, guys, it's Jason again, the guy who messaged you all about the picture I saw on Facebook of my wife during their girls' trip in Florida with the younger guy who had his arms around her and captioned, still got it.
It's like we forgot. It's literally the next day.
I know.
Thanks,
first
Jason.
Off, thanks. Thank you both for your advice on how I approach it. I ended up doing exactly what you suggested. Mm-hmm. I brought it up playfully when she got home and said, looks like you've still got it.
Mm-hmm.
She laughed immediately and explained everything.
Mm.
Turns out there was a group of younger guys sitting at a table near them that night who bought their whole group a round of drinks and were trying, not subtly, to flirt with them.
Oh, okay.
My wife said it was all harmless fun on their part, but the real drama wasn't even about her.
Oh.
Apparently, the guy who had his arm around her in the photo actually ended up hooking up with the friend who took the picture.
Oh.
And get this, she tried to deny it the next day, even though everyone knew.
Okay.
My wife said it made the rest of the trip super awkward and told me she probably won't be going on any more girls' trip if that friend is involved again because she just brings way too much drama for her comfort.
Wow.
The way my wife told the whole story, it was clear she wasn't hiding anything.
Mm.
Her body language, tone, everything felt totally genuine, so I trust her 100%.
Mm. Okay.
And honestly, I'm glad I brought it up the way that I did rather than letting it fester.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to say thanks again for helping me handle that without turning it into something bigger than it needed to be.
Okay.
Appreciate you guys. Okay, so now I need to know.
Yeah, I was going to say. What?
Is the friend married?
Yeah, what's the deal with the friend now?
Is she single? Is she married?
Like,
do we
that,
have to hide a secret?
Like that almost is a little too close for comfort even for me.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, as long as Jason trusts his wife, and it sounds like he does, it sounds like, you know, she was like, oh, okay, well, let me tell you the tea. And so she just outed with it, and man. Okay.
Yeah, like all the other girls were kind of like, okay, that's sweet. Sure, you can buy us drinks.
Yeah.
Pat on the head.
Right,
but,
right.
But nothing was going to, except for the friend decided.
Mm. Who was like, well, I'll take advantage of that. Thank you very much.
Opportunity.
All you are taking, I'm not.
Yes. Or, I'm unhappy in my marriage. Let's go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
I am a little curious about that little tidbit. Like, is the friend married or not?
Well, that's just us being nosy.
That's just us being nosy 1,000%.
Yeah.
We'll probably never know.
No. All
right. We should just make up that little side story on our own.
Ay, ay, ay. All right. Well, hey, thanks for the update. That,
yes.
I mean,
I'm glad that settled for you. And it sounds like, you know, she has come up with the fact that, you know, that, yeah, I don't want to be around all of that. Like, a girl's trip should just be fun and drama free, hanging out. And it sounds like there's way more drama than what she.
Man, there's always someone in your friend group that you know will bring the drama with a capital D.
Yeah.
And if you can't think of anybody, it's probably you.
Maybe you. Let's look in the mirror.
All right.
Okay,
all right.
Good. Good things.
Yeah,
good
yeah,
update.
Right. Good stuff.
I feel better about it. Do you feel better? I feel better.
You're gonna be proud of us. Being the good little radio hosts we are, we just heard the update from Jason about his the girl's trip to Florida, the picture, the guy around who had his arms around his wife,
sure,
who wound up hooking up with the girl who took the photo.
Yes.
Right. So I just messaged him because I told him we'd be talking about it this morning. I said, hey, who was the girl? And he got back to us.
Oh, do we know more information about that backstory?
Yeah, he says, hey, guys, she's recently divorced, which, cool, live your life.
Okay.
But here's the kicker. I'm like 90% sure she's got a boyfriend back here in Louisville. I've even met the guy. He's been around. They're not official on Facebook or anything, but let's just say if he saw what went down in Florida, there'd be fireworks and not the romantic kind. He says, according to my wife, girl was on a mission the whole trip, flirting left and right, drinking like it was her job.
Oh, wow.
And then boom, ends up hooking up with that guy from the picture. And then trying to pretend like nothing happened. Meanwhile, the whole group knew. It turned into a weird game of don't ask, don't tell. Jeez. Wow. He said, my wife said it felt like she was back in high school. Awkward. So yeah, some real drama. And my wife said, no uncertain terms, that if this friend's on the invite list next time she's out, no more Girls Gone Wild energy, please. And thank you.
Girls Gone Wild.
Wow. Wow. I'm glad I asked. Thank you, Jason, for getting back to us so quickly.
Oh, man. So she's got a boyfriend.
Well,
doesn't sound like she's super excited about the boyfriend if she's going down on a trip with that kind of
mission. Or it
may
not be super serious. Maybe she hasn't defined it as a boyfriend. Let's give the girl a benefit of the doubt, maybe.
But has the boyfriend defined it as a boyfriend?
I don't know. All right, that's it. We can be done with this. We can
okay,
be done.
All right.
We can
we're
be
not
done. We're not gonna speculate anymore. Yes,
lives.
My gosh. Thank you for allowing us to be a little fly on the wall, though.
That was fun, though.
That was fun. Thank you for that.
Sometimes you put it out there on the radio and you get answers.
I know, right? All right, thanks for the update on the update on the update.